Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are finishing out the chapter 18 of John, verses 28 through 40, in the International Children's Bible, the ICB, and this is what it says. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas' house to the Roman governor's palace. It was early in the morning. The Jews would not go inside the palace. They did not want to make themselves unclean because they wanted to eat the Passover meal. So Pilate went outside to them. He asked, "What charges do you bring against this man?" They answered, "He's a criminal. That is why we brought him to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." They answered, "But we are not allowed to put anyone to death." This happened so that what Jesus had said about how he would die would come true. Then Pilate went back inside the palace. He called Jesus to him and asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "Is that your own question, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew. It was your own people and their leading priests who brought you before me. What have you done wrong?" Jesus said, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If it belonged to this world, my servants would have fought to keep me from being given over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is from another place." Pilate said, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. That is true. I was born for this, to tell people about the truth. That is why I came into the world, and everyone who belongs to the truth listens to me." Pilate said, "What is truth?" And after he said this, he went out to the Jews again. He said to them, "I can find nothing to charge against this man, but it is your custom that I free one prisoner to you at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to free this king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Let Barabbas go free." Barabbas was a robber. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you that you had this powerful discourse between you and Pilate, and it was so kind of peaceful and logical and not full of emotion, and it's just a really beautiful example of how we should be in this world. So Lord, I pray for those today who are going to have difficult conversations. I pray that you would help them to be quick to listen, slow to speak, profoundly empathetic, and willing to hear out the person who's speaking to them. Lord, in this world, dialogue has been lost. We are just megaphones shouting at one another with our own opinions, and we're finding little silos of people who believe exactly like us so that we don't have to be uncomfortable with people with different opinions. So Lord, instead, I pray that you would do a revolutionary thing in our lives in this century that we live in right now, and that is to teach us what it means to be in community. Teach us what it means to have conversation that's not heated and angry and wrathful and punitive. Lord, instead, help us to be listeners who listen well and love well. Lord, thank you too that your kingdom does not belong to this world, that you were trying to usher in and were ushering in the kingdom of God, which is not the same as the kingdom of this world. The prince and power of the air, the ruler of this world, our enemy of our soul, Satan, may think that he owns the kingdoms of this world, but they all belong to you. You created it. It is your world, and we are part of it. And what a privilege it is, Jesus. Help us to rest in knowing that we have an amazing part to play in the new kingdom, that we get to show people who you are, that we get to be a part of helping people be set free from their sin, helping people be set free from their stories, helping people to be set free from their past. Lord, that we are more like you when we are experiencing that kind of freedom. So Lord, would you show us what prevents us from freedom today? Would you show us what lies we're believing that are preventing us from walking in the truth? Would you set our hearts free from some of the things that we've been entangled in for years? Maybe it's a secret addiction, or it's a way of thinking, or it's living in a victim mentality where all we do is recognize our victimhood. Lord, set us free from all of that so that we can praise you and give you the glory for changing our lives, because that's where it should be. You get the glory. This is about you and not about us. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, there's an app, the Pray Every Day app, that has a free devotional in it, and also this podcast. So if you want to get it on Google, you can get it on Google Play or in iTunes. Hope you have a great day.